Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
3 minutes after the hour, it's Monday, August 16th. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you once again here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we begin our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. After a two-week vacation with my family, I am so blessed to be with you once again. My thanks to Glenn Leverance, who did a fantastic job filling in for me. Glenn, I want to personally thank you for a great job.
Well, thank you so much, John. Very great to have you back. And it's going to be a busy week, so we're going to wear that vacation off of yours very quickly.
Absolutely. In fact, during vacation, I had a chance a few times to tune in and listen. And so I know firsthand you did a tremendous job. And of course, during Pledge Drive week, we have no Relevant Radio newscasts, but there's definitely a lot going on in the news. What are some of the stories that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I just want to make folks aware of what's going on in Afghanistan. Of course, the Taliban has now taken over the country in short order. The U.S. Embassy has taken the flag down and moved what operations remain with those who haven't yet been evacuated out of the country to the airport in Kabul, where in some recent fighting, five people reported killed there. But as daylight breaks across Afghanistan, it's a new world with the Taliban in charge for the first time in 20 years. Also, sad news, Cardinal Raymond Burke has been placed on a ventilator. He's battling COVID-19. In a tweet reported on Saturday, Cardinal Burke's been admitted to the hospital with COVID-19, being assisted by a ventilator. Doctors are encouraged by his progress. His Eminence faithfully prayed the rosary for those suffering from the virus. And this was Saturday night again on the Vigil of the Assumption. He said, "Let us now pray the rosary for him." And then in Haiti as well, that earthquake that happened on Saturday, 7.2 quake striking just about 60 miles west of a 2010 earthquake, reportedly over 1,300 dead at this point and many, many more injured.
Glenn, so much always going on. And of course, we pray for the people of Haiti, and we especially pray for our great friend of Relevant Radio, Cardinal Raymond Burke. May he recover completely and may he get better very, very soon. Thanks, Glenn. We'll be chatting with you throughout the week. Much more to come.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all these things really ought to motivate us to stay in prayer and stay close to one another through Relevant Radio.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here. We get an authentic Catholic perspective to what's happening in the world every single day here on the show. We also start each hour of Morning Air, and especially here during the Pledge Drive, with prayer, with a memorare, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, of life, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit, the executive producer of this show, when we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as Glenn just mentioned, with the situation of those suffering in Haiti, Relevant Radio is going to contribute 10% of this week's Pledge Drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who have been affected by the earthquake. Our CEO, Father Rocky, and our Relevant Radio management team will figure out exactly how to do this through the Catholic Church in the upcoming days. In the meantime, let us all continue to pray for these poor, suffering people in Haiti during the Holy Mass at noon today, the Chapel of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. During the Drew Mariani Show, and of course, the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Now, coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Catholic author and speaker Gary Zimek, who will talk about men and the stigma of admitting they're struggling. A little bit later, His Excellency Bishop Brendan Cahill, the Bishop of Victoria, Texas, will be with us to discuss not a burden, but a brother, living charity with those we encounter every day. We'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, all that and more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Colossians 3:17. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." St. Paul reminds us that it doesn't matter what you do for a living, if you're a lawyer, doctor, mother, or even a professional athlete, whatever you do, if you do it for Jesus, if you do it for the Lord and for his glory, you're on the right track. Remember to keep your work in proper perspective. God first, family second, and then your vocation or profession third. You can sanctify your work every day. You can make your work have spiritual meaning if you do it for the Lord. You do it for our Lord Jesus Christ. And we always finish up praying, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, I want to talk about an issue that is not discussed a lot. Men and the stigma of admitting that they're struggling. In this day and age, some men are just too proud to admit that they're having a tough time dealing with everyday life. In fact, some men are dealing with anxiety and even depression, but they don't want to admit it. They don't want to talk about it. Now, joining us to talk about this issue, men and the stigma of admitting they're struggling, is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimek, a Catholic speaker on the topic of overcoming anxiety, and he's also a author and radio host. Gary is the author of several books, including his latest one called Give Up Worry for Good. He lives in South Jersey with his wife and two daughters. Good morning, Gary. Welcome back to Morning Air. Great to be with you once again.
John, thank you so much for having me. I love the topic. You know, this is an important topic, and I'm really glad that you're allowing me to come on to speak about it. It's a real issue.
Without a doubt. Gary, why do you think that some men who are struggling with anxiety, especially in these last months, this last year and a half during this pandemic, and many of them don't want to talk about it, they don't even want to admit it?
John, on a lighter note, let me just say that before the invention of the GPS, I was the guy who would drive around saying to my wife, "Don't worry, I don't need to ask for directions. You know, I could figure this out." I'm the guy who looks, you pull an appliance out of the box. I don't want to look at the instruction manual. It's because of pride, and I have to say, I can be a very proud man. And sometimes I'm too stubborn to ask for help. But as you know, I've for close to 10 years now, I've been traveling around the country giving parish missions, you know, on the topic of overcoming anxiety with the help of the Lord. And I've tried to be as transparent as possible, letting people. And sometimes it's not easy, brother. I have to tell you, I have to admit things that I would rather not admit. But I constantly run into men, and I get emails and phone calls from men who say, "Gary, thank you for talking about this. I thought I was the only guy who was struggling like this." And you know, I think more and more, I'm speaking at the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference next month, and the topic's going to be addressed. More and more men are admitting that it's tough. We have a lot of responsibilities, but also that it's okay to admit that you're struggling and to ask for help.
Well, Gary, you know firsthand, you've seen how the Lord has worked through you. Talk a little bit about how the Lord has used your own personal struggle with anxiety to draw you closer to him and experience his peace.
Well, you know, it really goes back to my anxiety. My battle with anxiety goes back to the time when I was a young child. And somewhere along the line, you know, in the not too distant past, once I decided that I felt the Lord was calling me to work for him full time, to go into full time ministry, I really felt my focus was to let people know about my struggles, to let them know that I was a wreck. I was, you know, it's pretty funny. I would consider myself more or less hopeless at one time, just figuring, well, that's all there is to life. There's no enjoyment. You know, I'm just going to make it through the day, make it to the weekend. And then I really had a pretty deep, I shouldn't say pretty deep, but very deep personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord really gave me a tremendous amount of peace. He continues to do so. I don't know how I couldn't share that with others, because his peace is so incredible, and his peace is not dependent on external circumstances. But you know, it really comes down to every day me asking the Lord. Now, there's an example of me just telling the Lord, "Lord, I can't do this. I can't do this on my own." Just like St. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong, asking for that help, and he always comes through with what I need.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to talk about the importance of meditating on the Word of God. I know that's something that you've done a lot over the years to help you deal with your own anxiety. We're going to take first a short break as we continue talking about men and the stigma admitting they're struggling with Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor, Catholic speaker, and author. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this short timeout.
That's that magic number. You can try that right now, 877-291-0123. Pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio mobile app as well. We're underway with our summer Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive, giving you the opportunity to be generous and keep Relevant Radio going strong for another three more months, all at the same time. Our need by the end of the week is $2.7 million. We're working together. We can get there. We can keep Relevant Radio on the air on over 180 stations around the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com and everywhere on that great Relevant Radio app. We can continue to be here for you, getting your day started with John and Morning Air, being the company that you need to start that morning, the info you need, the inspiration as well, and that great reminder that we are all connected. We're all together. We're part of that same family, helping one another. And that's why this time around, as you may have heard over the weekend, a devastating earthquake in Haiti, over 1,300 people dead at this point. But Relevant Radio contributing 10% of everything we raise this week to go for relief in Haiti through the Catholic Church. Thank you so much for being generous to allow us to do that, to help not only Relevant Radio keep going strong, but to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti to recover from this devastating earthquake and tropical storms on the way there as well. Please keep them in prayer. You can do that at noon during the Mass at 3, during the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew Mariani and along with Father Rocky and the Family Rosary Across America at 7 each night. All kinds of great things happen when we work together. When you reach out and respond, John, at 877-291-0123.
And Glenn, as you know, our Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive is taking place here in the month of August, the traditional month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Relevant Radio is dedicated to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. In fact, our Relevant Radio family began on the West Coast under the title of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and in the Midwest on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe when we first got our license. We are totally dedicated to our Blessed Mother who points us to Jesus always. During this summer pledge drive in this month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, open your heart and honor the Blessed Mother. Give a gift in honor the Mother of God and her intercession on your life and support the mission of Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. Do it now. Open your heart and give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can, of course, call us at 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. More and more folks give electronically, too, each and every pledge drive. You can check that out, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Everything matched this hour. Our partnership challenge continues. Got about, 43 more minutes left to go. Don't miss out on this opportunity to make your money go twice as far. Every gift matched 100%. Thank you for your generosity right now. That $500 gift matched with $500. That $1,000 gift matched with $1,000. And so on. It's going to be a great week. Thanks for getting us off to a great start today. You are the world's greatest listeners.
And 17 minutes after the hour, welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Great to be with you once again as we continue our conversation with Gary Zimek, Catholic speaker, author, and radio host. We're talking about men and the stigma of admitting that they're struggling. Gary, you have experienced the power of the Scriptures, the Word of God, in helping to transform lives. Can you talk a little bit about how meditating on God's Word has helped you in dealing with anxiety?
Boy, John, it's incredible. Because for one thing, there are so many examples of people who are experiencing fear in the Scriptures who receive help. And you know, one example that I like to point out, well, there's several, but we can look at some really holy people who are afraid, as documented in the pages of the Bible. And one of them is Saint Joseph. You know, a lot of times we don't think that Joseph ever experienced fear, but in Matthew's gospel, the angel said to Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." And Joseph responded, and he went ahead with a very, you know, a very difficult plan. Saint Paul, Moses, these people are all documented at one point or another as experiencing fear. But they all understood the power of the Lord to help them. So when I look at stories like this in the Bible of people going through maybe not the exact problem that I'm going through, but dealing with fear, possibly even panic, and turning to the Lord for help. It gives me comfort. It gives me a feeling that I'm not alone. And I think, you know, John, the ultimate example is when we look at Jesus himself on the night before he died, when he's begging his father, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass me by, but not as I will, but your will be done." In Luke's gospel, we're told that Jesus himself is comforted by an angel. So, you know, if we turn to the Lord in prayer, and I spend a good deal of time every morning in the scriptures. You know, the book of Psalms is fantastic. Psalm 23, I almost read it every morning. It just comforts me with the Lord's words. If we spend time in scripture and let the Lord speak to us, he's going to not only give us advice through the lives of other people that have experienced similar problems, he's going to really speak directly to our hearts and give us the comfort we need. But I think this the main thing that it comes down to is I can't be too proud to ask for help. I have to be like St. Paul. St. Paul was no wimp, but St. Paul said, "When I am weak, it's then that I am strong."
Absolutely. And he also said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." One of your favorite passages from 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. I myself have experienced and felt the power of the Lord by meditating on those beautiful words of Scripture.
Yeah. And John, you know, before we go too much further, I do want to make it clear that if there's any man or actually any woman listening, if you're struggling at all with anxiety, if you feel you're the only one, if you want to hear my story, don't hesitate to contact me at followingthetruth.com. I hear from people all the time. You know, this is I appreciate all the people who buy my books, who come to my talks, but I am always willing to enter into a dialogue with somebody who is struggling because we're all in this together. I've been there. Every day, John, I still have that temptation, and I can't tell you that there are times when I don't lapse into worry, when I don't play the what-if game. I still do it, but I've been through enough with the Lord to know what I have to do when I begin to feel that overwhelming fear. So I'm always glad to share what I can with those who are in need.
FollowingTheTruth.com. And again, I can't help but think of our listeners who are hearing you with your powerful testimony, something that you don't hear in the mainstream media. You don't hear this kind of spiritual perspective. Can you talk briefly about why it's so important to support the apostolate of Relevant Radio, the work that we bring of bringing hope, of bringing the truth to so many people?
You know, John, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for what you do. And yes, it is absolutely important because here's an example. You know, sometimes it's difficult, and I know it's because I was involved in pledge drives. It's difficult to ask for support. It's difficult to say, "Look, we need your help." But if it's not for you who are listening to this program, supporting Relevant Radio, it might not be around. I am so grateful for Relevant Radio because the news presents a completely different picture. Yes, we have to be informed. But just as, you know, at the top of the hour, Glenn goes through the news, he goes through some of the headlines, I can get informed through Relevant Radio. When I listen to the mainstream media excessively, what I hear is, "You better be afraid. There's no hope. You're in big trouble. If you think this is bad, watch out for the future." When I listen to Relevant Radio, I hear the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, he is in control, and he can give me the supernatural peace that I need. So Relevant Radio, I've been a longtime contributor, as you so graciously said. I've also been a longtime listener. My wife is listening right now. You know, we listen on our local Relevant affiliate out of Philadelphia. So we are so blessed by what you do. And I would encourage anybody, if you've been blessed, not just by my contributions, but by any of the programs you've heard on Relevant Radio over the years, please pledge. Let's keep this going. We need this voice.
And as you know, and you mentioned St. Joseph, how even St. Joseph experienced fear. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Can you talk a little bit about St. Joseph, Gary, as this outstanding role model and intercessor for husbands and fathers, especially in this year dedicated to St. Joseph?
Boy, John, I turn to him every day. What a great example. He always put his family first. Thank God Joseph took care of Jesus. He protected him. But I think the most amazing thing about Joseph, and we see this in Scripture, even though he never, not one of his spoken words is recorded in the Bible. He always did what the Lord instructed him to do. He was obedient out of love for God. And, you know, that's the key for all of us. And as a proud man, sometimes I struggle with that. Sometimes I think I have a better way. As a husband and as a father, I turn to Joseph every day, and I pray to him, and I ask him to intercede for me, to help me, because let's be totally honest. As the head of a household and as a husband, I struggle. I mean, there are a lot of pressure on me at times, and I need some help. So it's so great to know that we have St. Joseph on our side to help us, not just by his example, but to intercede for us and to lead us closer to Jesus and to be able to obtain that strength that we need to keep going in a very difficult and challenging world.
Go to Joseph is what we need to remember. Talk about the anxiety, especially in high pressure, nothing less than perfection work environments that so many our men have to deal with.
It's getting worse and worse. I remember now my full-time ministry career was launched because, I was praying for a long time, but it's because I was laid off. I was laid off from my day job. And as the sole provider of my family, I saw it coming. There was that possibility with the layoffs coming, and we knew the company was going to be laying off. And, you know, you live with that, and it begins to eat at you. It really does. And if it wasn't for my faith in the Lord, I don't know how I could have endured, because he gave me that peace to trust that no matter what happens, and Jesus never promised we wouldn't have problems. He said just the opposite. We will have troubles in this life. But no matter what happens, the Lord is in control, and he's going to take care of me one way or the other, and he's also going to give me his peace. So yeah, it's so important. We've got a lot of pressure in this world, and we live in an age of instant information. We have so many reasons. I could look at my phone right now and find 10 reasons why I should be afraid. But what did Jesus say? And what did God throughout Scripture, both Old and New Testament, say hundreds of times? Do not be afraid. Why? Because I am with you.
You said it so beautifully. Be not afraid, as St. John Paul II also echoed so many times. Thanks so much for being with us, Gary, this morning. FollowingTheTruth.com. Gary Zimick, longtime Morning Air contributor. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Bishop Brendan Cahill, the Bishop of Victoria, Texas, will be with us. Stay with us. Much more to come on this edition of Morning Air.
Good morning. We're underway with our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio. More with Morning Air in just a moment. But first, an opportunity, a great opportunity for you to be generous and to share what God has entrusted you with to help out his kingdom through Relevant Radio. Our number is 877-291-0123. We encourage you to pledge online, relevantradio.com, or on the mobile app, as well as more and more folks give electronically each and every time out during a Relevant Radio pledge drive. First day of the pledge drive, just getting underway. Thank you for being with us this morning. We'll have lots of great regular Relevant Radio content for several days to come, but taking just a quick moment to give you an opportunity to give and let you know you're not alone in wanting to do that. Also, not alone in wanting it to be the best pledge drive it can possibly be, with a 100% match in place right now. We have a partnership challenge hour going for the next 32 minutes, so don't miss this opportunity to get every gift matched 100%. 877-291-0123 online, relevantradio.com. You can pledge on the mobile app as well. And something brand new this time, we're aware of everything going on in the world, and we invite you to keep those things in prayer, including what's going on in Haiti. Devastating earthquake over the weekend, over 1,300 people killed, many, many more injured. Also on the horizon there, possible effects from tropical storms as well. We really need to keep the people of Haiti in prayer, and Relevant Radio will be donating 10% of all the revenue from this week's pledge drive to recovery efforts in Haiti through the Catholic Church. So thank you for being generous and helping out the folks of Haiti as well as Relevant Radio. Again, get everything matched 100% at 877-291-0123. John, or online at relevantradio.com.
And Glenn, as we heard from Father Rocky earlier, on this day, on Monday only, we have a special thank you gift for anyone who makes a donation of $20 per month or a one-time gift of $240. We have a beautiful, impeccable, Relevant Radio baseball cap. It's absolutely outstanding. In fact, I have my own personal version right here in studio. I love baseball caps. Being a former sports reporter, I have a whole collection of championship hats. This hat, this Relevant Radio hat, it's very Dodger-esque. It looks like Dodger blue with the white Relevant Radio logo on it. Beautiful hat. It's a adjustable one-size-fits-all blue hat that features the Relevant Radio logo on the front. It's a great tool for evangelization. Somebody sees the Relevant Radio on the hat, and they're going to ask you, what is Relevant Radio? It's a great opportunity to encourage people to get inspired and to listen to Relevant Radio. We only have a few limited number available, so they're going fast. It's only for today. You can get your very own Relevant Radio baseball cap today only, relevantradio.com or at the Relevant Radio app, where you can make your pledge. Again, you want to call us right now, 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on a Monday. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our first day of the Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. Now I want to talk about sharing the love of Christ with those we encounter each day, especially among our family members, our friends, and our colleagues. Oftentimes, we can be charitable with perfect strangers, with people that we don't know and they don't know us. But it's a lot of times, it's a lot tougher to be charitable with those that we encounter each day, especially those who are close to us, our relatives, our nephews and nieces, aunts and uncles. Sometimes that can be a lot tougher. Now joining us to talk about not a burden, but a brother, living charity with those we encounter each day is His Excellency Bishop Brendan Cahill. Bishop Cahill is the third bishop of the Diocese of Victoria, Texas. He serves as a member of the USCCB Subcommittee on African American Affairs and is a consultant for the USCCB's Pro-Life Committee. Your Excellency, Bishop Cahill, welcome back to Morning Air. It's a joy to be with you once again.
Good morning, John. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well. We are so blessed here on this first day of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive, Excellency.
Great. That sounds pretty exciting. So look forward. It's going to be the whole week long is the reach out for the summer?
Yes, all week long. We're asking our wonderful listeners to continue to support us as they've done for so many years. Without our listeners, as you know, we couldn't do what we do every single day. Very quickly, before we get into our topic of charity with others, just your thoughts on Cardinal Burke, Raymond Burke, suffering with COVID-19, who's been placed on a ventilator. Of course, we are praying for Cardinal Burke.
Oh, absolutely. Well, number one is the prayers for him and for his family. And so many people have been so close to him, and he's been so influential for so many people. And so, you know, we face these instances of health situations to place our trust in God, number one, that God is the creator and God, in a sense, has control over creation that he put into being. And then with our trust in Jesus Christ, our hope in eternal life if we face death, but also we pray for healing, number one, and to trust in God in all things. And so I know for Cardinal Burke, such obviously a great man, and surrounded by prayers and trust in God. And then for us, too, you know, I'll talk to you, doesn't our confidence in Mary, our Marian devotion, Mary the mother of Jesus and a mother for each of us. And so I think in all these situations, I mean, that's probably the number one thing is our prayer we offer for each other, that ultimately there's so little we control in life and that we trust God and we thank God for the gifts he's given us. So again, a sense of the prayer is a gratitude for him and all that he's stood up for and how he's communicated and pray for God's blessing for him right now. But I guess that's the main thing always, right? Think about that for Cardinal Burke or for anyone in a situation is the first thought is to entrust them to prayer. And in my heart, trust prayer to Mary, trusting her guidance for him and for us.
Absolutely. And we will continue to pray for Cardinal Raymond Burke to fully recover from this COVID-19. He was so instrumental, so helpful, such a great supporter of Relevant Radio, especially in the early days when he was at the La Crosse Diocese in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, Excellency, let's talk about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. How difficult is it to share the love of Christ with those we encounter every day among our family members, our friends, and our colleagues?
Well, I love the theme, you know, that we have for today. And there's a saying from Pope John Paul II, Novo Millennium Ineunte, when he's talking about the new millennium and all the things we want to do for the start of the new millennium. And it's number 43 in Novo Millennio Ineunte from 2001. He's teaching at the start of the new millennium. And he says, you know, before we start any new programs or any new ideas, we need to form a spirituality of communion. And that has to be the basis for all that we do. And so when he talks about that, he talks about very practical things, but it really is about the people that we're in contact with most often throughout the day. And how we live and how we go through the day. And so the first thing he says is focus on the mystery of the Trinity living within you. So each of us in our own prayer, like even as we started today, to talk about facing a difficult situation, it's you want to have it grounded in prayer in the sense of God's presence in the moment. And so you begin by focusing on God is present within us, that especially if we share Holy Communion, if we, you know, make our regular confession where we acknowledge our sinfulness, but we know God's mercy, that if we use the sacramental life of the church and understand it, we come to realize that God is deeply present within our lives and God loves us as individuals. And then the kicker that follows is he says, after you realize God living, dwelling within you, focus on God dwelling within the other. And I thought about that today because you know, you go through the day, I mean, me too, but sometimes folks are negative or some does something they bother you or you want to do something, they want to do something else. Whatever it is, that can kind of get into our spirits almost. And to say, no, God, I accept this person, I love this person, especially those who are very close to us, you know, I do love them and that I care for them. And to see the beauty and good in each moment, it takes a spiritual discipline of focusing on God's presence in each moment. And so the daily activities, I think of the little things, and sometimes for me, it's just how I use time. I want to do something, but I say I can do it later, or, you know, something like that, just to be patient with the people right around. What I love about St. John Paul II, obviously he's a saint, and his writings are very practical and applicable, is that what he does, it's each of us is called to sainthood, and in our attempts at saintliness, in our striving to be saints, we find a greater peace and a greater understanding to help us throughout the day.
Excellency, would you agree that oftentimes we can be charitable with people that we meet out on the street, perfect strangers, people that we don't know, but sometimes it's tougher to be charitable, to live charity with those that we love, people in our families, our close friends. It's very tough to be charitable with people that we are the closest to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a couple of things probably play into it. One is just the fact of the time that we're around them more. You know, that it's each day we got a lot of activities, things that we're doing. And so there may be little tensions that build in there. And to step back and to say, Lord, I can let it go, or I can be patient with myself, be patient with the other. Whatever it is, there's things throughout the day that there's opportunities to let go of. And so I think that's the important thing. And like I said, the spirituality, focusing on the beauty and the good of the other, but also for myself, accepting God's presence in me. And patience, I think, is it's a virtue. It's the way in which we grow in understanding God's mercy for us and God's mercy for the other.
And of course, knowing that we have the sacrament of confession when we fall short in charity, when we fall short in patience, it's always good to know that our Lord is waiting for us to forgive us when we mess up.
Yeah, absolutely, and He is. And to realize that if I'm getting frustrated with somebody else, they're probably getting frustrated with me. And so the humility to understand that as well. Like, I need God's mercy. I need people to be patient with me, kind of make it through the day. And so all those little things kind of help out. And then I do the spiritual thing of even us offering it up sometimes, that if I am frustrated, say, Lord, I offer it up, and that we really can, that we can offer it up in union with Jesus for a greater good.
Well, Excellency, and we're talking with Bishop Cahill about how to live with charity those that we encounter each day. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with a lot more after this timeout.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. What a great job we have to do together. That's right. Giving you the chance right now to reach out and respond at 877-291-0123 or make an online pledge at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. It's our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. The need by the end of this week, $2.7 million. That'll help Relevant Radio keep going strong for another three more months. That's not more nor less than we need for the operations of Relevant Radio. We couldn't and wouldn't want to do it without you. So please do your best now. Go online at relevantradio.com. Look at a variety of thank you gifts available for different giving levels. Focusing today a little bit on that $20 a month giving level. This is a today only thank you gift, $240 for the year. Get that brand new Relevant Radio baseball cap. That's right. It's not game used. It's brand new. And so we're happy to extend that your way. And I tell you, after almost 18 years of working here at Relevant Radio, I'm on my third Relevant Radio baseball cap, and I probably ought to get that pledge in to get a brand new one too. And you can as well for your $20 a month or more gift, perfect for hitting the field or just running around town here yet this summer. Our way of saying thanks, a variety of thank you gifts, again, available at a variety of giving levels. Look at all those and give safely and securely online at relevantradio.com. You also earn them when you give on the Relevant Radio app and the phone too at 877-291-0123, inviting you to reach out and respond. And right now, take advantage as this Partnership Challenge Hour continues. That means we're in a 100% matching situation right now for 15 more minutes, John, at 877-291-0123.
And I love that you have the collection of the baseball hats, the Relevant Radio baseball hats that you can get today. I have mine, my very own, with my signature inside right here in studio, always remembering the importance of our mission. In fact, I've said it so many times over the years, our Catholic faith is not a spectator sport. We must come out of the stands and get in the game, get on the playing field. We must live out our Catholic faith and not just watch from the stands. Relevant Radio inspires and motivates you every single day to play the game, to live out your faith in Christ and share Him with others. You can make a difference for time and for eternity by opening your heart today and giving to the mission of Relevant Radio. You give and you'll inspire others to give as well. Reach out and respond. You can easily give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Join friends, family, so many others from around the country. Inspire one another with your generosity right now. Easy to give and easy so we can all keep listening to Relevant Radio, learning more about our Lord and His church too. Please reach out and respond. Do it now. Get matched 100%. It's important that we hear from you today. Thanks for your generosity here at Relevant Radio.
47 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on a Monday here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Great to be with you once again here on our first day of our pledge drive as we continue our conversation with His Excellency Bishop Brendan Cahill, the Bishop of the Diocese of Victoria, Texas, as we've been talking about living charity with those that we encounter each day. Excellency, welcome back.
Oh, great. Great to be here with you. Thanks.
Bishop Cahill, can you talk about how we can have the desire and the goal to love others well? How we can have that in our hearts?
I think the beginning is the intentionality of it. So I talked earlier about the prayer, and to say to ground ourselves in prayer each day. And so in our prayer time, that obviously our goal is to imitate, unite our hearts with Christ, with Jesus, and with Jesus to offer our lives for the salvation of others. So and sometimes I think the point is I need to get back grounded in God in my life. Maybe I'm focusing too much on just the earthly human things, the day-to-day activities, and I might have something go off kilter in my own prayer life. And so it might be something to kind of rewind and look back at how has my daily prayer been going if, you know, something really is bothering me a lot, like if something's really just getting on my mind. And so that's why I went back to that St. John Paul II teaching from Novo Millennio in Iunte, number 43, which I think is like four little practical steps almost to follow. And one is beginning with the prayer, to focus on God's presence in me. What does it mean that the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, dwells within me as a gift, and that the divinity of God is within me as a Christian? And then to focus on seeing God in others and treating others throughout the day as God, as God's witness to me. How do I treat the other person? And then there's some real practical things he'll talk about, like he'll say, like, make room for the other, share in others' burdens, because sometimes it is overwhelming. Obviously, it's overwhelming in life. We've got so many things we're dealing with, and sometimes we feel overwhelmed, and it's almost like to say, I can share in others' burdens as a gift for my own spiritual growth. I'm going to learn from that, and God's going to teach me something about it. And even if I'm suffering, it's hard for me, I can offer it up. I can say Jesus and Mary by his side, he offered his suffering for us. That the making room for another's burdens can actually be a gift. He talks about see what's positive in the other. Because, you know, that's a temptation the evil one gets us to focus on the negative and what's driving us crazy about the other. And so it's almost, St. John Paul II said, go back and focus on what's positive. You know, what's beautiful and good about the other person. And just the fact that we're around the ones we love most is in a sense, that's where the tension will come in most with those who are closest to us. And like you mentioned, it's easy for a stranger to be high and cheerful and outside, but sometimes at home the spiritual struggles enter. And so I think that it's a spiritual solution that is trying to get back grounded in prayer and focus on God's presence and where God's leading us.
Excellency, we have less than 90 seconds. A final thought on the importance of living out this charity, this commandment that our Lord gave us to love one another as I have loved you, something that you hear here on Relevant Radio on a regular basis. Can you talk about the importance of supporting the mission of Relevant Radio?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, the importance ultimately is for our eternal life. That you know, we had the Feast of the Assumption yesterday, and the idea is that Mary was assumed body and soul, that she shares the resurrection. That for us is a model of what we're made for. So even the things that get us frustrated on this earthly life, it's temporary. So, I mean, that helps sometimes, too. If I find myself getting very frustrated, just let it go, that it is temporary, that we're geared towards eternal life, towards what God has created us for. But supporting Relevant Radio, obviously we need people like this, like we can have these type of discussions to talk about our spiritual journey, our spiritual life, that you have connections across the country. We see we're part of the bigger global church, so whatever you know I'm working on here, I can learn from somebody else.
Well, Excellency, I so much appreciate your insights. I thank you so very much for being with us here on the very first day of our pledge drive. His Excellency, Bishop Brendan Cahill, the Bishop of the Diocese of Victoria, Texas. And now it's time for another Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. It's by Kent and Barbara Hughes. Ira Sankey was traveling on a steamer down the Delaware River when he was asked to sing. He led the group in singing, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. And when he finished, a man stepped from the shadows and asked, Did you ever serve in the Union Army? Yes, Sankey replied, in the spring of 1860. Can you remember if you were doing picket duty on a bright moonlit night in 1862? Yes, Sankey replied. So did I, but I was serving in the Confederate Army. When I saw you standing at your post, I thought to myself, that fellow will never get away alive. I raised my musket and took aim. I was standing in the shadow, completely concealed, while the full light of the moon was falling upon you. At that instant, just as a moment ago, you raised your eyes to heaven and began to sing. Let him sing his song to the end, I said to myself. I can shoot him afterwards. He's my victim at all events. My bullet cannot miss him. But the song you sang then was the song you sang now. I heard the words perfectly. We are thine. Do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Those words stirred up many memories. I began to think of my childhood and my God-fearing mother. She had many times sung that song to me. When you finished your song, it was impossible for me to take aim again. I thought the Lord, who was able to save that man from certain death, must surely be great and mighty. And my arm of its own accord dropped limp at my side. God had protected Sankey in a great way, just like he protects and leads all his children. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
And coming up in the next hour here on Morning Air, Catholic speaker and the co-founder of Joyful Ever After, Damon Owens, will join us to discuss the educational crisis in affectivity and sexuality. And Marcel Lejeune, the president and founder of the Catholic Missionary Disciples, will be with us to talk about five reasons Catholics fail to evangelize modern people. Don't change that dial. There's much more to come next hour here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for Morning Air here on Relevant Radio. Glenn along with John for the Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. Day one of our summer pledge drive. Our need by the end of the week, $2.7 million. But don't let this opportunity right now on the first day, bright and early, pass you by to be generous and help inspire others with your gift in any amounts. The number is 877-291-0123. You can give online, relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app. And you know, more and more each and every pledge drive, more folks give in an electronic fashion. Works either way. And you know what works either way too? That 100% match. Got about 4.5 minutes left to go this hour and another partnership challenge hour. Getting the day and the week for our summer pledge dive off to a great start with a 100% match for each and every gift. So it's simple and easy to give. You can pick up the old-fashioned phone, or, you know, you probably don't have one wired to the wall. Perhaps the new one will work as well. Get to us at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. As always, great thank you gifts for your generosity to Relevant Radio. Many to help increase your faith as you give at different giving levels. But today, and today only, we really kind of want to focus on this special Monday-only thank you gift. It's a Relevant Radio baseball cap, and that's yours for your $20 a month gift to Relevant Radio. Just $20 a month, $240 for the year, could do great things for Relevant Radio. Well, we'll keep the sun out of your eyes, too. 877-291-0123. You get that. You get Relevant Radio's thanks. You get us to stay on the air. And, of course, those thank you gifts are always fun as well. Having a great time today, asking you to reach out and respond, John, at 877-291-0123.
And, Glenn, as you know, Father Rocky has talked about over the years why we give. He always says, you give because it feels good. And how much do we give? Until it feels good. In the Acts of the Apostles, our blessed Lord says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, give and it shall be given to you. St. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians, let us give according as he has determined in his heart, not grudgingly or from compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver. Please open your heart and give generously to the mission of Relevant Radio. Experience the joy of giving. Call us right now. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Call us right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
And you know, we're asking you to be generous, not just for the sake of Relevant Radio, but for others too. This week, 10% of all revenues that come in during this Relevant Radio pledge drive at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com, 10% of the revenue we gain this week, and I think it's the first time we've ever done this, but it'll be directed to earthquake relief in Haiti. Big, big earthquake over the weekend. Over 1,300 people lost their lives, and that number will probably increase. And so many more have been injured. Thousands of homes destroyed. Tropical storm is on the way there as well. But 10% of what you give at Relevant Radio will be used through the Catholic Church to help out recovery efforts in Haiti, so we can help our brothers and sisters in need, as well as keep Relevant Radio going strong, continuing to inspire you, to give you that opportunity to pray for the folks in Haiti and everyone else that you can think of as well. Daily at noon Central with the Mass live here on Relevant Radio. Daily at 3 p.m. with Drew Mariani and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And 7 o'clock at night, another great opportunity to pray with everyone across the country and the family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and Margaret. And so many great ways to pray for others and help one another in a concrete way. Again, 10% of everything given to Relevant Radio this week going to help earthquake relief through the Catholic Church in Haiti. Pray about it. Get to the phone, won't you? 877-291-0123. John, or online at relevantradio.com.
Here at Relevant Radio, our mission statement is very simple. Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world through the media. It's short, clear, compelling, inspiring, and describes exactly what we do day in and day out. This is what Relevant Radio is all about, bringing hope and bringing our Lord Jesus Christ across our nation through our Relevant Radio app and the website around the world. Reach out and respond right now. Do it now. Open your heart and respond to the mission of Relevant Radio. You can give hope online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Call us right now. Today is the day, 877-291-0123.
Couple minutes, boy, just a minute left here this hour with a partnership challenge. We've got a 100% match for each and every gift. If you would give at the $100 level, that's matched with 100. $500 level, matched with 500. $1,000 level, matched with 1,000. Works like that. It's kind of easy to add up, and it adds up in a hurry. Help us to wipe out our need of $2.7 million by the end of the week by getting today off to a great start, inviting you to reach out and respond. Make that call, pray about it, tell your friends about it, and keep listening, keep cheering us on here at Relevant Radio. More of Morning Air coming up right around the corner. 877-291-0123. Thank you for your generosity.